Okay, let's get started with Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Tes. And we are on Ayin Ches Amud Beis, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Last word on the line is Boy, Boy Reb Yirmiyah. As we continue here towards the end, the last couple of blot of the 7th Perek of Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Merubah, as we continue the questions and the issues about Tevicha and Mechira. Remember, these Prakim, Perek 7, 9, and 10, are all about issues of Gneva Vaveda, and the Gzela, the last two Prakim are called Agozel, Agozel Kama, and Agozel Eitzim, and Agozel Basra, which we'll get to, stuck in the middle of the 8th Perek, is Perek Achovel. But here, in this Perek, we continue talking about issues of Dalid Vehe, of Tvicha and Mechira. So, ask the Gemara, Boi Rabbi Yirmiyah, Machra Chutz Mishloshim Yom. If somebody sells the animal that he stole, excluding 30 days. Chutz Mishloshim Yom. What exactly does that mean? Excluding 30 days. He sells it in 30 days from now. La'achar Lamed Yom. That's not what it says. It doesn't say La'achar Lamed Yom. And then, what would be the question if it's La'achar Lamed Yom? Mimad Nefshach, beforehand, there would be no sale. Afterwards, there would be a full sale. So, what's the shaila here of Chutz Mishloshim Yom? Rashi, 5th wide line, Chutz Mishloshim Yom, E'ese ba melachti. I will do the melacha. What does that mean? Explains the Rashba. That really, it's a full sale, Rashi is noting, but he reserves the rights to also use the animal for within the first 30 days. That's the pshat, says the Rashba of Rashi. As Rashi says, I'm not going to read it inside, but that's how he understands Rashi exactly what does, I'm sorry, as I couldn't find it, it's not the Rashba. It's, Rebbe Elchanan talks about this Rashi, that it's a full kinyan, but he leaves himself over the hishtamshus of the animal for the first 30 days. Kavan is Rashi. De'ein lefari shamachar lo la'achar lamed yom, de'imkein ein zeh shayach l'shir b'mechira. De'kodem lamed lo machalo, uva'achar lamed ein shir b'mechira. That's why Rashi is bothered. What exactly is this case talking about? Al-Kain Pireish HaMechiri Hilalter is an immediate selling, but he left over ability for him to use it. So that's the Shaila of the Gemara. Is that called a selling? If I'm still able to use the item, and usually we say that usage is a reflection of Bailus, so then I shouldn't be considered this a Mechira. But yet I did. So I have Kinyan Peiris, but you have a Kinyan Aguf. That's the Shaila, whether it is considered a sale or not. So that is number one. Whether you sell, somebody sells chutz mishloshim yom. Number two, chutz mimalachta. Somebody sells the animal except for its work. Meaning, if you want to shecht it, then you can shecht it right away. I'm giving it to you. I'm selling it to you. But if you want to work it, so that it's not yours. It's mine, lagabe malacha, if it stays alive. If you want to shecht it, you can shecht it. So is that called a sale? He has rights to do something. Again, all these shailas could be about tficha mechira and about selling, meaning what defines ownership. Is it exclusive usage? Is it some usage? Here, he has exclusive usage if he wants to use it in one way, but not if he wants to use it in another way. He could kill it, but he's not allowed to work it. So, that's chutz mimalachta. Chutz me'ubara. What about excluding the fetus? It's a pregnant animal. And now I sell to you excluding. I retain the rights of the fetus, so mahu. So what's the halacha there? So says the Gemara, Aliba demanda amar ubar yerech imahu. If you say, according to the opinion, machlokas elsewhere, that a fetus is considered an extension, a limb of the mother, loti ba'ilacha, that's for sure, then not a question. Because if you left out some of the ubar, the hashirba, so if the ubar is considered an extension of the mother, and you left out the fetus in the sale, so then for sure, it's not called a sale. Tashirba, you are mishayer in the mechira. The question is, according to the opinion that says, a fetus is not called an extension of the mother, a fetus has its own independent status. My. So what's the halacha there if you left it out? Meimar Amrinan, do we say, Kiva de Mechuber ba Havishur? Do we say, well, since it is physically attached to the mother, so it is, even if you say, Uber lav yerach imo, it is physically yerach imo, therefore, halachically, if you leave it out, it would not be a sale. O Dilma, we say no. Kivan Dilma Mifrash Minakoi Lavishir. Because it is made to be separated, this fetus is not meant to be attached forever, is going to be separated at the time of the birth, so that is not called a shir. Shiloh within Ubar Lav Yerach Imo. So then the Gemara says you could also ask the question the other way. Ika da Amre, Kivan de Lav Yerach Imo Hulo Avishir. Or we say maybe not. If you say lav yerech imo, maybe it's for sure not a shir, because it's definitely independent. O dilma, or not. Kivan de tzarech leishtaruye bahada b'shchita. Since the fetus, you can't eat the fetus now, right? Without shchita, you're not allowed to eat the fetus. So since the fetus needs to be matered with shchita, if it's inside and it's shchita happens, then it's mutter even without getting a physical act of shchita, right? That's the sugya ben pakua in Maseches Chulin. But says the Gemara, since it requires the shchita, command the shir beguf adami, it's as if you left over something out of the sale from the guf itself, and therefore it would not be called the sale teku. So those questions are not answered. These sugyas of these questions within Dalav Hay regarding the fetus is not answered. Many sugyas in Shas, or I should say a number of sugyas in Shas, discuss the status of a fetus lagabe various areas of halacha. This is one of them, right? A fetus lagabe Dalav Hay. The Ksos brings this Gemara as a raya to another sugya. Whether a fetus is called a davar shebala olam or a davar shelo bala olam. A fetus is physically in the world, inside, but halachically, the status, you consider a fetus a davar shebala olam or not? So the Ksos in Simon Reish tests, Os Yud, quotes this Gemara and says, if you say an ubar is a davar shelo bala olam, then of course it's not going to be a shiur in the sale. It doesn't exist yet. If it doesn't exist yet, of course, it can't be a shiur. It can't be an exclusion from the sale. So the fact that the Gemara here has the discussion about it proves that an ubar is bala olam. You have to say that. He says, uladas ha-shulchan aruch, says the Ksos, du ubar havale lo bala olam, imkein hai chutz me ubra hechidami. The whole shiloh doesn't get off the ground. That's what he thinks from our Gemara. The fact that we're having a whole discussion here means that Uber is considered a Bala Olam regarding the Yashitas of Makne or Mocher or Muzake, Ladavar Shalom Bala Olam. And he says, and this fits to the Rambam Shita. Which Rambam Shita? The fascinating Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, where the Rambam discusses whether you can marry a fetus. A man wants to marry a fetus. But the fetus doesn't exist yet. He can't do a Maisa Kedusha with the fetus, but let's say it's Kedusha Ktana. So can he do it with the father? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Zayin, Ha'omer Lechavero, Im Yaldecha Ishtecha Nekeva. If your wife has a girl, Hari Hei Mukudeshes Li Bazeh. Then if she has a girl, then I'm married to her. Hari Hei Mukudeshes Lo Amar Klum. That's meaningless. But Vim Haisa Eishes Chavero Mi'uberes. But what if she's already pregnant? V'hukar ha'ubar, and the ubar is already nikar, which means after 3 months of pregnancy, harezu mikudeshes. The Rambam says, beferish, you can marry a fetus. That's it, harezu mikudeshes, meaning it's a davar shebala olam. And then the Rambam adds, v'yireli, shetzarech lachzar ulakadish osa me'avia achar shetivale. It's a good idea to do another maisa kedushin after the baby is born, after she's born, kidei sheyachnis osa b'kiddushin she'ein bahen dofi. Very unusual lashon. To make sure that you do another ma'aseh kiddushin that has no questions about it. Was the first kiddushin good or not? Sounds like the first kiddushin was a good kiddushin. The Rambam's lashon is harezu mukudeshes. And then he says, you know what? Do another one. The Ravid is not happy about this. The Ravid says, "Lafi alacha lo nomar hukar ubar ubra mukudeshes el dasu blazim and Yaakov davar davar maknen davar shalom bala olam." The Ravid thinks this is wrong because the Rambam holds and we hold davar shalom bala olam. You cannot be makne or mizake too, and this is only according to that shita. The Rambam obviously feels differently, but that's what the Ksos says. You see from that Rambam, like our Gemara, that an ubar is considered a davar haba la'olam. So also the interesting discussion in Maseches Yevamos that we had a couple years ago relating to tevila. If a pregnant woman goes to the mikvah in order to become Jewish, right? A pregnant woman becomes Jewish. So does the tevila, the Gemara talks about, is that tevila good for the ubar, right? When the ubar is born, does the ubar have to go to the mikvah, or does the, as the Gemara says, hainu revise? This is the normal tevila for a fetus, because a fetus is just part of the woman, even according to the Manda Amar of Ubar, lav yerach imo. So again, that's another sugi where it comes up. Tevila and kiddushin and dala vehei, as the Gemara has here. There's a couple of the sugis that it comes up in terms of what the status is. Obviously, the main sugya of what the status of an ubar is comes up in the sugyas of abortion. Abortion, what the status of an ubar is, and the sugyas of rodef, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, and the Mishnah in Maseches Arachin, about the woman who starts having a baby, and do you say the child could be a rodef on the mother? Or is that tivo sha'olam? Right, that is the, one of the sugyas in, relating to the status of a fetus. Okay. Let's continue now with the two dots. Ba'i Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the following next question. Ganva, kata, umachra, mahu. We've had discussions, the end of yesterday's shiur, if there's a sale and you leave something out. And then we spoke about, but if you steal an amputee, if you steal an animal without a leg and you sell it for sure, it's good. Because then you stole an entire animal. But now, what about this middle case? Not that you sold and left something out. Not that you stole a maimed animal. You stole a whole animal, but then you injured it, and then you sold it. Boy, Rav Papa, ganva kata umachra. You stole a whole animal, but then somehow the leg got chopped off, or you cut the leg off, umachra, and then you sold it. So you sold everything that you could sell. But it's still not the animal exactly that you stole. So mahu, mi amrina, do we say, my degon of halozavin, this is not a mechira, because you didn't sell what you stole. Right? The whole chiyuv of dal vehei is building on the previous aveira. And here it's different. Halozavin, right? O dilma, or do we say no? Ma de zavin, haloshir, or do we say no? What he sold, he didn't leave anything to himself. Everything is sold, there's nothing left to himself. And therefore, that's the shaila, right? What's the issue? What's the moment of dalad v'hei that you need to focus on? Do you focus on dalad v'hei really being a hemshich of the maisa geneva? As the Gemara said earlier in the parak, nishtarish b'cheit, shana b'cheit, the different formulations, that this is a hemshich and a deepening of what you did, so that you might say, like the first sad, right, that it's not, this is not called a dalad v'hei, because it's not, there's a difference. Or do you focus on the later moment? The moment of the Tficha, the moment of the Mechira, and here, there was nothing left over. Rabbi Chanan also in the next Os, and Os Ayin Zayin, has that also formulation. What do you focus on? Do you focus on the earlier moment or on the later moment? And again, the Gemara ends off Teku, that there is no answer to this question. There is a Shaila that is asked by, not Rashi, the Tosas Rid. Tosas Rid asks, I don't understand the whole question. We had earlier in the parak, remember Daf Samachay or so, that there's a concept called Shinui Kona. Samachay, Samach Vav. If I'm Mishane, what I stole, then I'm Kona it, it's mine. I have a Chiyuv Hashava to pay back, but there's no Dal Vahe anymore. Because as the Gemara said, Shalohu Toveach, Shalohu Mocher. Say, as the Tosas Rid, I don't understand. Here, if you cut off the leg of the animal, isn't that a Shinui? So it should be Shinui Kona, and there's nothing to talk about. For sure, there's no Chiyuv of Dal Vahe. As the Tosas Rid, Ikasha, Vabishakata, Khan Abishinu Maisa. Vikika Masvid Dideka Masvid. What's the whole question? Shuva, says the Tosfos Rid. Lo Yechashev Zeh Shinui. Not called a Shinui here. Shahaguf Nishar Kemoshahaya. Vilo Nishtane Ela Shahiser Mimenu Aver Echad. And look what I wrote earlier. So it's a chiddush, says the Tosfos Rid. It's still an ox. It's still a seh. So you cut off a leg, but it's still an ox and it's still a set. Right? This is not enough of a shinui. There are other types of shinuyim, as we mentioned earlier. But this shinui maisa, right? You take grain and you bake it into a bread. Right? If I steal a piece of wood and I build it into a chair. Right? That's shinui and shinui kona. Some are shinui active, some are shinui dememela, as we discussed that then. But the Tosfos Rid here says, this is not considered a shinui Maisa, because it's still called a shor. Similarly, the Rishash here says, every Shinui Maisa works only because it is also a Shinui Hashem. This could be what the Tosfos Rid means. Says the Rishash, He was asked by Chacham Echad, Hikshali Chacham Echad, typically davi shinui v'kana v'shalom bocher v'heishavtev. I answered him, dikatia lo mikri shinui kamo gezel dikla v'katle. Why? V'taymed debeina shiishtana shmo gamkein al yedei shinui. A shini maisa also requires a shini hashem, a shini in what we call it, and therefore there is no shinui hashem. No shini hashem here. The Ar Sameach also, this, he quotes this Tosfos Rid in Ilchas Gezela in Perek Beis. He says maybe this shini maisa won't work because shini maisa is not kone balkarcha of the gazlan. Remember we had earlier in the Perek on Daf Samach Vav or so, Daf Samach Vav, the Gemara said that Yeush does not work balkarcha. Right, if the ganav doesn't want to be kona, then yesh does not work. Yesh of the nignav does not work balkarcha. We have the question there: what about shinui? Does shinui work balkarcha or not? And would there be a difference between the two? So the Ar Sameach suggests here that also that the shinui maisa does not work balkarcha of the ganav, and that could be related to our sugya. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Bottom line: a lot of tekus here. Add them onto the list for Eliyahu Hanavi. Tana Rabbanan. Other issues and questions of Dalav Hay. Ganav v'nasan la'acher v'tavach. Somebody steals it, gives it to someone else. Not as a gift, but just to shecht it or to sell it for him. We'll get to it as a gift soon. But so he got it to give it to someone else in order to be a shliach for the tefichah l'mechira. Ganav v'nasan la'acher u'machar. Or he gave it to someone to be a shliach in order to sell it. As we learned earlier in the parak, and as the Gemara is going to say again here, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. When it comes to Tvicha Mechira, right, it's one of the three exceptions. Ganav v'hikdish. If somebody steals and then is makdish the animal, is that called a Mechira? Ganav v'hikdish. We discussed that earlier, three blot ago, but we said we're going to come back to it. Ganav v'hikif. If I stole an animal and then I sold it, v'hekif. I sold it on credit, meaning I sold it, but I didn't get paid for it yet. Ganav v'hichlif, or I switched it with a different item that I bartered for. Gana v'nasad b'matana, or I gave it as a matana, right? I didn't sell it, but I just gave it. Ganav upara b'chovo. I owe money, I gave the animal as payment. Ganav upara b'kefo. Or I stole it, then I paid up credit that I owed. All these cases. Gana v'sholach siblonos v'beis chamav. Or after a person has erusin, and it's during the 12 months between erusin and Isu, and he sends gifts, and he sends this as a gift to his future wife, or his semi-wife, we should say, his mu'ureses, at this time, in all those cases, mishalin, tashlume, arba, v'chamisha. In all these cases, chayev dal v'hei. There's a chiddush in various ones. The Gemara is going to talk about which one are the chiddushim, but just a few comments before we continue. First of all, Ganav v'hikdish. So Ganav v'hikdish, remember the Minchas Chinuch. We had a mitzvah Nun Dalet who spoke about if somebody is shoel on the hikdish. Somebody is makdish the animal, and then, which is a mechira, and then he goes to a chacham and he does she'ela, right? Hikdish is like a neder. So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that he's pater in that case. He's pater. He would not be chayav the dal v'hei. And Rabbi Chanan, if you remember, was upset about that. The last Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Biurim on Bava Kama in Os Nun Tes, he quotes this Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah of Geneva, and he quotes. He says, "Why should that be? Dvarav Tamurim. We hold earlier in the parak like Rav Nachman that even if lo ahanu masav, it's still called a mechira. So why here should it? What should it not be a mechuyev anymore? So explained Rav Chanan there. It must be that Minchas Chinuch assumes that once you say she'ela, there's not even a ma'isa Geneva anymore. There's nothing. Everything disappears. It's like a mistake." It's like a toast. If I sell something and I rip the guy off like a tremendous percentage, much more than ona'a, and the whole thing is a mega toast, that's not called a mechira. You're not going to be chayef for that. And that's what Rabbi Chanan says must be what the Minchas Chinuch means. Kishem, just like if I do a meshicha in Rishus HaRabim, I didn't do a Maisa Kinyan, so too if there's a mistake. In my etos ba'mecher, ve'in kan ratzon liknos, gam Maisa Kinyan ain't kan. There's nothing here. The chiechi, the Kinyan ba'i echan midarki akinia, hachinami binan ratzon akone v'amakne. You need the ratzon, and once you're nishal el adesho, there's no more ratzon, and therefore there's not a... It's not called a sale at all. That's on Ganav v'hikdish. Ganav v'hikif. What was the case of Ganav v'hikif? Again, as we just said, you sold it on credit. Right? You sold it on credit. You did not get the money. Rashi on top. Machar ba'amana va'ashray. like a kartis ashray, v'lo kibel damim. He did not get money yet. I gave the item, but I did not get money yet. Even though we hold Mo's konos is mi d'oraisa, and the giving it over, you know, might not be d'oraisa. That's a question in the Achronim. We discussed that also a couple weeks ago. If you sell something using a rabbinic mechanism, is that going to be a mechira d'oraisa legabe d'alavehe? Right? It might just be kinyan chalipin might be d'rabanan based on the psukim from Megillas Rus. So various issues in the Achronim. Next case in the listed in the Braisa was if you give it b'matana. You give him a matana, as well as a chayav da'al v'hei. The Rashba wonders why it's so obvious. The Torah says, tavachu machar. The Torah says, selling it. How does the Gemara know so automatically that matana would also work? Right? Why should that have this? Tema. Mehecha tesi, asked the Rashba. Shetei matana bechlal mechirakan. Masha'enkin bechol makom. Right? All other context. Linyan batei arechoma. Regarding selling a house in a walled city, right? Different rules. Redeem it within a year. Ula inyan genevas nefesh. Regarding genevas nefesh, right? Kidnapping is only if you sell, not if you give. How does the Gemara know that automatically it applies to matana also? So the Rashba quotes the Ravid. The Ravid goes the Ravid and says it goes back to the earlier Gemara. The Ikal Meimar. Bikol makom nishtaresh b'chet kitvicha u'mechira. Still, it is a deepening of the chet. Like tvicha and mechira, dumya the tvicha koshen esharis bechet. If you say the svara is furthering from the rishus habal and deepening of your avera that you got it from the rishus habal, then it shouldn't make a difference. And that's why the Gemara assumes that it didn't make a difference between mocher and matana. What about something that's not listed? What about hefker? What if somebody was mafkir the animal? Does that work? Matana works, Mechira works. What about Hefker? So the Achronim discuss whether Hefker would work. The Divrei Malkiel discusses that there are various reasons to be Mechalik, that Matana would work and Hefker wouldn't work. He says, Yitachein, Shedavka im nasan aganav esabahim of Matana, Sheba'alo hana'am im Matana zu, Shari hamakabel machzik lo toba avur Matana. Even by a gift, I still get something. I get that the Mekabo Matan is happy with me. He appreciates what I did. But by a mafkir, I get no ana. So maybe that's why it would not work by Hefker. Or the Birei Adafir quotes other Achronim, Dafka benesinas matana yesh lachaybo, shahari hanesina dumya demechira. I'm still putting this in someone else's rishus. But Hefker, it's more of a siluk. I am just removing my own bailus, but I'm not giving it to someone else, and therefore it wouldn't work. Okay, so two ideas of the Achronim, why maybe Hefker would not work. Finally, the last one on the list, selling Sivlonos Bebeis Chamav. Somebody sends the gifts to his in-law. So what's the chiddush of that? Says Rabbi Yonatan Milunel, that the chiddush is, in a few months from now, this is going to go back into your rishus. Right? Once Nisuin occurs, then the bank accounts merge, halachically, Bashakansa Isha Kanabaila. So you might say, well, you could already foresee that, so this is not called a Mechira. So fine right now, but in 2 months, when the 12 months are over, so you could call this a Mechira? The answer is yeah. Bishaito, it's a Mechira, and therefore, even though it's going, it's earmarked to go back to him, still, that is the Chiddush, that you're still Chayev Bishaito for Dalet Vehe. Okay, so this is all related. So now the Gemara continues and says, which one is the Chiddush? Maika Mashmalon. So this says the Gemara, Ashminan Resha, Gonav, Vinasan, La'acher, V'tavach. The first two cases, as we described, if you gave it to a shliach to sell or to sheft, so that's a chiddush to say that you, the mishaleach, is chayav dal v'hei. Af agav the bechala Torah kula ain shliach ledvar aveira. Even though we know in kala Torah kula ain shliach ledvar aveira for one of the three reasons we've said, either because the mishaleach does not think that the shliach is going to do it. Right, and that's why nafkamina can be b'shogeg, or the shliach is the one that actually did it, so he's the one that should be responsible. Right, do you focus on the mishaleach? Do you focus on the shliach? Or the third idea that certain actions or processes aren't nitan to be given over to shlichus, right? Just like you can't give over a mitzvah shebegufo, you can't give over tefillin for you to wear today, wear tefillin for me. There are certain things that are not nitan l'shlichus. The chiddush of shlichus works for certain actions, not by other actions. You can't give over l'chalitza. You can't give over certain items. So therefore here too, maybe averus are not in a person's vilus in order to be able to give it over to a shliach. So even though that's usually true, ain't shliach l'dvar avera, hacha yesh shliach l'dvar avera. But here, that's the chiddush of the braisa, that here yesh shliach l'dvar avera, my taima v'tavcho u'mecharo. Because we compare the tichan and the mechira, ma mechira, dolo efshar delav ayidei acher, just like selling requires someone else, right on the other side, a mocher and a kone, af tvicha ayidei acher mechayev, so to tvicha is mechuyav even with someone else. You don't need someone else by tvicha, but even with someone else. So that's the chiddush, remember we had earlier, three different sources, but the Gemara here just quotes one of them. The comparison between tvicha and mechira, and we discussed then also, it's not an exact parallel, by the mechira, they're on opposite sides of the transaction, while tvicha, they're on the same side of the action. One is a shliach for the other one. Okay, but either way, that's the makar comparing tvicha and mechira. V'yashmi'in on seifa, and the next line of the braisa, what's the chiddush of that line? So we went through each one. But the Gemara says the chiddush is the case of gana v'hikdish. Gana v'hikdish, somebody is makdish, mali makro lehed, yod mali makro l'shamayim. What's the difference if somebody sells it to a hedyo, to a regular person? What's the difference if he sells it to hektish, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Beis HaMikdash? There shouldn't be a difference, and you are chayv. And we discussed at length, three blatag on Daf Ayin Vav, Tosfos is kasha. Tosfos says that this Gemara here says that hektish is a mechira. The Gemara earlier, not so long ago, 3 days ago, says exactly the opposite. The Gemara says that if you're makdish something, it is not called a mechira. The Gemara is havamina. Is Mali Machredi Mali Machle Shamayim, but if you remember the Maskana there on Daf Ayin Vav, the Gemara said, you know why Hekdash doesn't work? Meikar Tura de Ruvain, Fahasha Tura de Ruvain. It's still Ruvain's shore. And that's why Tosfos there gave the chilik between two types of Hakdasha, Hakdasha Lebedek Abayis and Hakdasha Lekdusha Saguf, two types of Kedusha, which we discussed at length and from Reb Chaim, and based on the Rambam in Hilchas Arachin, and based on Rashi in the first Perakim Sachim, and based on the Tosas Yishanim in Krisus, all the different examples that we gave for the Chilik of Kedushas Bedek Abayis and Kedushas Haguf. And this Gemara, then, according to Tosas, that it says it is a Mechira, is talking about Kedushas Bedek Abayis, because that is where the money legally, the item does legally change ownership, and Memela, the Kedusha is Chal. Tosas here discusses also in the, we'll wait with that, because it's on the next piece. Okay, but that is the Ancient Lizard Avera. Again, there's a lot to talk about there, but we're going to move on. Just to mention the case that Chashuke Chemed here discusses, getting back to the case of Ganva Vekata, which we never, we spoke on the bottom of the previous Amud, he discusses whether this applies to other cases. Remember the Tosas Rid, that if you cut off the leg of an animal, it's not called a Shinui. What if you have a chair, and you steal a chair, and you somehow cut off the leg of a chair? Is that called a Shinui? Right? It's harder to sit on a chair with three legs than with four legs. So he discusses some Lamaisa cases, related to that. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ganav birushas vaylam. Next rule of what you need for mechira, for tficha mechira, or even for the act of geneva. Ganav birushas vaylam v'tavach ha-machachus mirushusam. I steal something from the rishus of the owner, of the shor with the seh. I take it out of their rishus and I do tficha mechira. Fine, then I'm chayev. There. Osha ganav chutz mirushusam v'tavach ha-machach mirushusam. Or what if I found their ox in the street? I stole it chutz me'rishusam in rishus harabim, and then I bring it back into their rishus, and I shecht it even in their rishus. There, osha ganav etalach umachar chutz me'rishusam, or I stole it from the street and I took it into my rishus. It's totally out of their rishus. In all of those cases, as long as there is something that is chutz me'rishusam, mishalim tashlume arba v'chamisha. So in that case, pays dalav ahei, because it's chutz me'rishuso. That is the rule. Avalgana v'tavach umacher birshusam pater. But if somebody Reuben goes into Shimon's field and takes their ox and shechs it there, he never takes it into his own rishus. He never really does a ma'isa ganeva. So then he's putter in that case. The god of his putter. Rashi, putter, right, says Rashi. Actually, that's on the next piece. We'll get to that that piece. If it's all within the rishus, then he's going to be putter. If you look in the Rambam, in Perek Beis, Halacha, Tezayin, here in Ilchas Geneva, the Rambam says he's putter from the kefel. Putter from the kefel. But chayiv in the Karen. The Rambam says, Hagonev birishus bailim, if somebody steals birishus bailim, hoel vahageneva adayin hi birishusan, since the geneva is still in the rishus of the owner, potur min hakefel. Let's say Adam come right then. You put it from kefel. If you have the item, you have to give it back. You have to give back the Karen. Vachenim tavachu machar sham birishusan potur. Also, if you shafted it or you sold it there, you're going to be potter. Bad v'im higbia hageneva. What if you picked it up? Hagba. So then it's chayim mishum gonev. Avo mishadayin lo hotziyam birushus bailim. Right, that's hagba, because hagba is kona, even birushus of the nignav. And then the Rambam gives other examples about gonav tle, minha eder. So we'll see. Let's continue now. That is the Rambam. Hayemoshcha v'yotze v'meis. If the gonav is pulling it out, and it dies on the way out before he takes it totally out. Bershus bailim potter, because again he wasn't kone yet, right? Meshicha bershus bailim is not kone. So hilchas kinyanim affect hilchas geneva here. Higbia ohotzio mirushus bailim ameischayev. But if he was magbia, like the Rambam just said, or he was motzi mirushus bailim, so then he's going to be chayev nasno libechoras bino o lebalchov. What if he gave it? Who gave it? Who gave it? Rashi has two days here. We'll go with Rashi's first shot. Nasno, by love, lebacharas beno. Lekoin behe slam shopidyon aben. The owner gave the shor to a kohen in lieu of the five slam for pidyon aben. That's one shot of Rashi. Rashi's second shot is, the ganav gave it. The ganav never did a kinyon on it. The ganav says to the kohen, yo, go take that shor. Nasnu ganav lebacharas beno, Rashi says. The nasnu lo sham b'makom sheganvo l'shomerchem l'shoel. And though I gave it to a shomer. So nasnu lebacharas beno, meaning the ganav himself never did the kinyan on it, but he gave it over to someone else. Nasnu lebacharas beno. Olo balchov, or to a balchov that he owes money to. Or l'shomerchinim l'shoel l'nosei sachar l'socher, or to one of the shomerim, v'yamoshcho v'meis birshus v'ylepater. Again, if the Meshicha happened, and he never got it out to their own Rishus, Pater, Rashi, Pater, Haganav Miklum. The Ganav is Pater. V'lashon achrina ikar, and Rashi likes the second Lashon, that if the Ganav that gave it to Pidyon Aben, or to one of the Shomers, Pater, ikar, hay chayiv aganav koi, the mechayiv aganav bekinyin sholchav. If the person, let's just finish the line in the Mishnah. I'm sorry, back to the last line of the Mishnah. But if the kinyan was done, then the ganav would be chayiv. The ganav would be chayiv. Aye, the ganav would be chayiv. Isn't this ein shliach l'dvar aveira? Right, and this is not tichum mechira yet. This is the ma'isa geneva. So this is where Tosfos says his chiddush, their chiddush, and Bali Tosfos says this in a few places in kedushin as well, that you don't say ein shliach l'dvar aveira if the shliach doesn't know that it's an aveira. If the shliach is shogeg, that is Tosfos is chiddush. In the middle of Tosfos, nasnu v'im tomar amai mechayi b'meshicha v'al ein shliach l'dvar aveira v'yesh lomar tahanhu lo yadi da'asi liyade b'isura elisvurin shayishalo. That's Tosfos' shita. Bali Tosfos, that if the shliach does not know that it's an aveira, you say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. So what does that show? That the svara for ein shliach l'dvar aveira usually is, I didn't think that you would do the aveira. But if you don't know it's an aveira, then I don't have that claim. And therefore, I'm going to get the aveira, even though you did the physical act, if you are bishogeg. So that's the Mishnah. Lamaisa, we take the yesod out of the Mishnah. The chiyav dal vehei is only when there was a kinyan done by the ganav. If the ganav was not kona the animal yet through a geneva, through a proper geneva, so then there's not going to be a chiyav. Ba'i ameimar. Says ameimar, tignu meshicha b'shomer malo. We know me da oraisa, once I pay for something, I'm kona. Right, this is Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish in Mesechet Bamitzia, but we'll assume for now, Mo'os Konos. Mo'os Konos be Daraisa. I pay for, I give you money, And now, the item that you have, let's say I'm buying your grain, so right when I give you the money, the grain is mine. What's the problem? The Rabbanan said, you know what's going to happen in that case? After Reuven gives Shimon the money, let's say a fire breaks out in Shimon's storage house. Shimon's not going to be moser nefesh too much for that grain, because it's not his, and it's Reuven's, so okay. Nisruvuchi dechbali, I'm sorry, but your grain got burned up. Because of that, the Rabbanan said that you need to do Meshicha as well. Most are not enough to be Kona. You need Meshicha, so the person cannot say, Shema Yisrafu Chitech Ba'aliyah. So the Shaila here, that's by transactions, by sales. The Gemara here asks, what about Shomrim? What about Shomrim? Rashi says the question is, do we say that a Shomer is not Chayiv in Shmira until he actually pulls the animal? Is that, do we say it's just like there's a takana by a buyer, do we say there's a takana by Shomrim too? Tosfos says a little differently. Tosfos says the suffix is, can the maskir or the mashiel be chozer bo up until the Meshicha or not? Okay, but either way, let's go with Rashi. Right? Can, is the Shomer chayiv or not up until Meshicha? Amar Rav Yehi Mar Tashma. So we know it from our Mishnah. Nasu lebachar es b'no olabal chovo l'shomer chinam l'shol l'no zizach l'socher hayamosh chovo yotzei v'meis perushos violent putter. Right? If they're pulling it. So my love, shomer. Aren't we talking about this issue of the shomer, the one that's pulling it? V'shvami natiknu meshicha b'shomrim. So you see that meshicha is mesukan. A shomer is not going to be chayiv until he pulls it into his rishus. So Gemara says, Amar lelo ganav. No, maybe it's talking about the Ganav pulling it. So Mar says, Athana le Resha. What do you mean? If it's going back, referring to the Ganav, that we already said that earlier in the Mishnah, that a Ganav is only going to be Chayiv if he does Meshich into his own Rishus. Tana Ganav, Shagana Beis Bailim, Vatana Ganav, Shagana Beis Shomer. Right? Two cases. A Ganav that takes it from the actual Beis Bailim, and the Ganav that would take it, Mi Beis Shomer. What do you mean, Mi Beis Shomer? The Bailim. What do you mean the Beis Shomer? He's not taking it for the Beis Shomer. The Shomer is functioning on his behalf here. Tosfos says the case is that the Bailim gave it to the Kohen or to the Balchov or something like that as an apotiki. Look at the sixth to last line in Tosfos. Umairi, shelo nasan lebechoris b'no lebalchovo legamre. He didn't give it to the, let's say the owner did not give it to the Kohen for keeps. He gave it to him, hold on to this until I have enough money to give you 5 slime, something like that. And then the Ganav takes it from them. So said, that's a parallel case. He's taking it from basically the Shomer of the Bailim. So it's put the Meshicha from the Bailim, that's the first part of the Mishnah, or taking it from a Shomer of the Bailim. That's the Chiddush. In both of those cases, the rules of Meshicha apply. Amalei Rav Ashi, lo tidche. No, why do you have to say that? Don't push off the earlier raya. Mali ganav shaganav mebeis shomer. Mali ganav shaganav mebeis bailam. Why should the rules be different for meshicha and the ganav being responsible? There shouldn't be a difference. So go back to what we said before. Elolav rather shomer. The case of the Mishnah must be talking about a shomer doing meshicha. The regular shomer, like Rashi said earlier, the shomer of the Ganav, v'shmamina, tiknu meshicha b'shomer, v'shmamina. So go back to the raya. So there is a concept that a shomer is not going to be responsible unless he does meshicha. Itmar nami, amar Rabbi Elazar. The following shita of Elazar also connects to this. Kederach shetiknu meshicha b'lekuchas, katiknu meshicha b'shomrim, says it beferish. Tani nami hachi, also a brisa supports this. Kederach shetiknu meshicha b'lekuchas, katiknu meshicha b'shomrim. This Raisa, though, has another line. Ukeshem shakarka nicknames pekesa b'sharo b'chazaka. And just like the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, that karka can be nicknamed in 3 ways. Kesef, shtar, and chazaka. Kach schirus nicknames pekesa b'sharo b'chazaka. So too, if you would rent something out, the rental would take place through kesef, shtar, and chazaka. So Gemara says, well, what are you talking about? Schirus demai. What schiris are you talking about that you're trying to rent that would work with kesef shar and chazaka? Ilema schiris de metaltalin. Are you talking about renting a rake, renting a kli metaltalin? But a shtar and inu, you can't be calling a metaltalin with a shtar, right? Metaltalin is with meshicha. So Amar Rav Chisda schiris de karka. Okay, you're talking about renting out karka. Renting out karka goes through kesef shtar and chazaka. That is the what this Brisa says. There is a discussion elsewhere, not really here, but elsewhere about a Rashi. We had this actually a couple of weeks ago. It came up in Baba Kama as well. Rashi, the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, Rashi and Avdalit says, The Gemara there on Daf Dalet says, right when a renter has the keys to an apartment, so then he has a chiyuv to do bedikas chametz there. Right? Because he's the one that could get in. So Rashi's lashon there is, Mesiras Mafteach, Hu Kinyan Haschirus. That's the Kinyan. When you're given over the keys, that's the Kinyan Schirus. That's what Rashi says. And if you look at Tosfos there, Tosfos says, I don't think so, based on our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Schirus is nikne bekesef bishtar ubechazaka. Where's Mesiras Mafteach? Right, that should be here according to Rashi. If that is also one of the kinyanim, says Tosfos there. Pirish Rashi the Mesiras Mafteach as kone the a nira lari to ha'amar b'meruba our Gemara. Kishem shakarka nikne bekesef bishtar ubechazaka. Kaschirus karka nikne bekesef v'lo amrinan to mahani Mesiras Mafteach. No. Ella says Tosfos, Kemant Amalo Lechazeku Kni. You know what Mesiras Mafteach is, says Tosfos? And Tosfos said this earlier also, a couple of weeks ago. It's the allowance for you to then do a Kinyan. It's not the actual Kinyan. If I, the Maskir, give you the keys, so now you can walk into the house. Now you could go and open and close the door and do a Kinyan Chazaka. But that's not the actual Kinyan. It's the allowance for you to do the Kinyan. Lechazeku Kni. And so that's why the re works out there. Mesiras Mafteach for Chiyuv Bedika doesn't mean that it's actually his, and he works it out. So the Pnei Yeshua has one answer there. There are different answers how to get out of this problem with Rashi calling it a Mesiras Mafteach. But if you say, like many Achronim say, that the whole Mahus of a Kinyan is Haraz Bailus, so it could very well be that if you're holding the keys to an apartment, so that's a Haraz Bailus. And that could be a Kinyan for Rashi. Right, why is it not on this list? That's a question you have to answer. Okay, Viter. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ra'u Sheit B'Mecharshit. So now we're going to get into a couple of definitions of Ganav and Goslin. This Gemara that we're about to do right now really could have been the first Amud in Perek Meruba. Right, we alluded to this. We discussed this already on the first Daf of Meruba, back on Daf Samach Beis. But either way, it's here and we do it now. You see somebody's hiding in the forest in order to steal somebody's animal. And then they shecht and sell it. They have to pay 4 and 5. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, amai, halo mashach. What, there are details left out of this statement of Rabbi Lazar. What, if somebody goes and shecht somebody else's animal, but he didn't do a kinya, we just said in our Mishnah. You have to first have a Maisa Geneva, and after the Maisa Geneva, then you can be Chayav Dal Vehei. Right? So he wasn't Mosheichid yet. So I'm Rav Chisda, no, Sheikhisha B'Makel. He still led it with a stick. And that's enough for Mashiach. We know Mashiach doesn't mean a physical Mashiach. If I lead the animal with my stick, with my voice, that also is called a Maisa Mashiach. Says the Gemara 1 minute, Amri V'Kiva De'Ra'u Gazlanu. But if there's somebody hiding in the field and he knows that there are many people that see him in the field, isn't that a gazlan, not a ganef? And a gazlan is not dalvei is only for a ganef, not for a gazlan. Isn't that a gazlan? Says the Gemara, no. Kivan to come at tamri minayhu ganefu. Even though he's in the field, but he's still trying to hide, and still he's still because he's still trying to hide, it is still considered a. He's still scared of people, and therefore he's still considered a ganav, right? That is the, so what's the definition? What's the definition of a ganav and a gazlan? So, as the Gemara says, Vela gazlan hechidami, amar Rabbi Yavok, benayahu ben yoyada, benayahu, right? The Sar Tzava, the star general of David HaMelech, Shenemar, right? After the Yoav is no longer his star general, Benayahu also is Shlomo's general, beginning of Malachim. Shenamar v'yigzol zachanes biyad ha-mitzri. He stole the spear from the Mitzri, v'yahargeyu b'chaniso. Meaning out in the open, as we know, Gazlan out of the open, a robbery, right, that is gazela. Geneva we might translate as theft, meaning it's done in stealth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a different source, going Baalei Shechem, like the Baalei Shechem in Sefer Shoftim, when times of Avimelech, remember Avimelech killed his 70 brothers, besides the youngest one, and he was in Shechem, and they were on his side, and then they went against him. Baalei Shechem, Shenema, v'yasimu lo Baalei Shechem ma'arvim al Rashi ha'arim, they put ambushes on the mountains, v'yigzulu, as kol asher yavar aleihem baderech, and they ambushed everyone who came by. Why did each of these opinions not hold of the other one. Rabbi Yavo, my time alo Amar Mehai. Why didn't Rabbi Yavo like Rabbi Yochanan's pasik? Kiva de Mitamri, it's Murei, Lokas Laninu. That's not Gezela, right? Since they were ambushing and hiding, that would be Geneva, not Gezela. Rabbi Yochanan, Ha de Ha Mitamri, de Lo Nechzinu, in Shivin Arkiminayu. Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, the Baali Shechem were only hiding, not because they were really wanted to hide, but they wanted the element of surprise. And that's why they were hiding, but not because, per se, they were stealing in private. And that's how, generally, we understand Geneva and Gezela. Geneva is done in stealth, and Gezela is done out in the open, which, interestingly, works somewhat opposite, but not exactly. You would say, if you have those definitions, that Gezela seems to be focused on the Maisa Gezela, while Geneva, you might say, is based on the Hefsin Mamo, on the loss that's caused. But if you remember, we discussed at the beginning of the Perek, just the opposite, many achronim, based on Reb Chaim, say, Geneva is about the Maisa Geneva. And that's why even Goniva Manas Lomekat, we do Geneva just to tease somebody, might be an Issa Daraisa, even if you haven't mind to give it back. And that's why Geneva, even a Kol Shehu, and Geneva, the Rambam says that we're mocking the Ketanim not to do Geneva. Gezela is more focused on the Hefsin Mamon. And that's why all the quasi Gazlanim, or Gazlanim, not Ganavim, Shoah Shlomidas, and Kofar Bepikadon, and Sholeach Yad and Kovar Bikadon and Shol Shlomi Das. Those three, even though there's no Maisa there, right? That's why they're Gazlonim and not Ganavim. The big discussion, there is a big discussion, we're not going to get into it all now. What about armed robbers? Listim Mizuyim. Their faces are covered, but they're out in the open. So that is a big discussion in the Rambam and the Ravid and the Lecha Mishnah. How do you define, are they Ganavim or Gazlonim? That's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Geneva. The Rambam says, Ezeu Ganav. What's a Ganav? Zeha Lokeach Mamon Adam Baseser. If you take somebody's money in private, the Eina Bailam Yodim, the Bailam don't know about it, Kagon. Poshe Yodolato Kis Chaveiro. Pickpocket. Pickpocket is Geneva. V'lokach Ma'osa. V'eina Bailam Rowan Oso. Avalam Lokach V'goli Ubefarhesia. V'chozik Yad. But if you take it out in the open, Ain't a Ganav or Gazlan. That's a Gazlan. And then the Rambam adds the following words. Lefichach, therefore, because this is the difference, listim mizuyim sheganav, eino gazlan elaganav. Listim mizuyim that do geneva, they are ganavim. Aval bisha bailam yodim bisha sheganav, even though the owners know. Very hard, very difficult to understand. What's the lefichach? The Rambam just said, if they do it in stealth and the bailam don't know about it, that's geneva. And then he said, if they do it out in the open, that's gezela. Therefore, listim mizuyim, even though the owners know about it, they're ganavim. So why is that? What just happened? So there's a law of Magen Mishnah here, and there's a Lechem Mishnah here, and discuss the Shita of the Rambam, how it fits into the Gemaras as well. Okay, weiter. Shalu Talmidav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ibn Machmir a Torah Baganav Yosef Bagazlan. Why is the Torah more Machmir by a Ganav than a Gazlan? What do you mean? Kefel and Dalav Vehei. Kefel and Dalav Vehei are by Geneva and not by Gezela. And if you want to deepen the question, if you look in the Ion Yaakov, in the Ein Yaakov, the Ein Yaakov says, Misvara, if you would have asked us, Misvara, we might have even said that Gezela is worse. Why? We generally know that Averos in public are worse than Averos in private. Right? Says the Ion Yaakov, Pirish, Tari Mitzara Svara Chitzona, Yoser Yesh Lahachmir, but over Aver Befarhesium, Ibitzina, Kid de Isa, like we know, but Averos Shmein Adam Lamakom, Deika Befarhesia Chil Hashem Yoser. Right, there's a Mudechil Hashem. If somebody's a Mumar, Befarhesia, generally Befarhesia is more Chamor than Bitzina. And here, Ganav is more Chamor. So Amar Lahan answers Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Zeh Hishvak Kvod Eber L'Kvod Kono, V'zo Lo Hishvak Kvod Eber L'Kvod Kono. Right, what's the problem? Buy a Gazlan. Gazlan doesn't care about Hashem or people. He doesn't in public. Okay, he's bad, but at least he equalizes. A Ganav. He's scared of people, but he's not scared of God. He doesn't think Hashem sees. Kavi yachol asa ayin shalmata ki'ilu eino roe, v'ozin shalmata ki'ilu eino shoma'as. Right? It's as if he's saying Hashem is, he's kofer. He's kofer b'mitzias Hashem, and that's why it's worse. Shene emar, hoi hama'amikim me'Hashem lastiretza, v'haya b'machashach ma'aseyem, and the continuation of the pasuk says, v'yomer mi ro'enu mi yodenu. Viksiv, and also the pasuk in Tehillim, Ayomer lo yirayo, v'lo yavin elokei Yaakov, Viksiv, ki amru azav Hashem es haaretz, v'en Hashem ro'eh, all of these psukim. Amr Rabbi Meir, Marshal, Mishem Rabbi Gamliel, Lamanda Redomer. What's the Marshal? I'll give you a Marshal. L'shnei b'nei Adam Shayu Ba'ir. Va'asu Mishteh. Two people in a city made a big party. Ve'echad Zimein es b'nei ha'ir v'lo Zimein es b'nei ha'melech. Ve'echad lo Zimein es b'nei ha'ir v'lo Zimein es b'nei ha'melech. One made a private party, didn't invite anybody. And one made a party and invited many people, but not the princes. Ezemein Ocha Meruba. Ha'viomer zeshe Zimein es b'nei ha'ir v'lo Zimein es b'nei ha'melech. If you don't invite anybody, fine. But if you invite the Bnei Ha'ir and not the Bnei HaMelech, it's a slap in the face. So Geneva is a slap in the face to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Meir, Ba Ure'e Kamagodo Koach Shal Malacha. Rabbi Meir says, look at the strength of a Malacha. The strength of doing Malacha. Shor, why? Because as we're about to see, why does a Shor pay 4, 5 and a Seh only 4? Right, 2 days, Rashi quotes this in Mishpatim. Number one, shor shebitlo bimalachto, a shor that does malacha for the nignav, so you cause a lot of loss. So chamisha, you have to pay 5. Se shelobitlo bimalachto, a sheep is not used for malacha, so you have to pay less. Arba, the koach of malacha. Right, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos talks about this in the second parak. Look at the Rambam there in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, the second parak that the Mishnah says, Yafit Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. She yegiyas shnehem mishakachas avon. Hard work. Torah im Derech Eretz. Yegiyas shnehem mishakachas avon. V'chol Torah she'enim ha-malacha, sofa v'teilo v'goreis avon. Somebody has Torah without work, without malacha, all the different pshatim, what that means. So, sofa v'teilo v'goreis avon, right, batala is going to lead to oni, going to lead to shiamum, v'chulu. So, people have to be, we have to be working hard in life, and that's what Rabbi Meir says, because you are mevatel malacha from this nignav, so you have to pay more. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Borei Kamagado Kohad Kavod Abrius. A different shot, right? Look at the amazing Kavod Abrius. Shor Shalach Baraglav Chamisha. Sor Seh Shirkiva Oktev Arba. Right, the ox walks by himself, and therefore that wasn't so hard for the ganav to take the ox, and that's why the ganav has to pay a lot. Fine, but a seh, the sheep, the ganav had to put on his back. It's kind of embarrassing. Petegas, that's why he only has to pay 4. All the polymusters say, the Torah is worried about the embarrassment. The guy is doing an Avera now! And yet the Torah still cares about Kavod Abrius. Cares about the Kavod Abrius of the Ganav, even in that case, even at the moment of the Avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu still is machshiv, the level of Kavod Abrius that applies to the Ganav. And there's a lot more, if you look in Rabbeinu Bachai on the Pasuk and the Torah Tzmim on the Pasuk all talk about the 4 versus the 5 there in Shmos, in Perek Lamed Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Let me just maybe just read the Rabbeinu Bachai, actually the Torah Tzmim. Rabbeinu Bachai basically just quotes the Gemara here. The Torah Tzmim also expands on the Gemara. So he says, V'nira kavana kama gadol kavod abriyas, hainu kama chashiv kavod abriyas b'ein yakadosh baruch hu. Av shalob b'makom roim, nobody sees. Nobody even sees. He's stealing this at night. Nobody's there. Da'abavade nasa ganavo, so shalob b'fnei roim. Elarak zilzel ba'atzmo. Still, Kadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv the Kavod Habrios. Let's just read the Mishnah, and then, Meshem, we will continue next time. Says the Mishnah, in Megala Mei Medaka Eretz Yisrael, a person cannot raise a Behemah Daka in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because of Gezela, we'll see. But Megala Misuria, Uben Nevar Shal Eretz Yisrael. But you could raise it in Syria, outside of the land of Israel. Rashi says, according to the Manda Omer, Lo Shmei Kibush, doesn't have the status of Eretz Yisrael, or in the deserts, Makomos of Hefker. In Megala Tarnagolim, Yerushalayim, Be'akachim, but a person cannot raise chickens in Yerushalayim, because we're worried that they're going to peck around in something Tameh, and then peck around in the Karbanos. V'lo Kohanim Be'Eretz Yisrael, Be'Bnei HaTaris, and the Kohanim can never have it in all of Eretz Yisrael, because they're always involved in Taris. In Megala Chazirin, B'chal Makom, you can never raise pigs. We'll see why. You can't have a dog unless he's tied up, right? Because it's dangerous. In person, you cannot put out nets to catch doves anywhere near where it might capture a private dove. It has to be far away enough that the only ones that would be coming are the ones that are Hefker, not the ones that belong to people. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Again, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, I hope to give. It might be from the last cycle, but I hope to have time today to be able to prepare it. Okay, we'll stop here.